Our next speaker is Hannah Bernstein. This is my daughter. Hannah is a rising sophomore at Penn. She's going to talk about socialization in college. Go ahead, Hannah.
Thanks, Dad. Shifting to an online format halfway through my freshman year was challenging. Not only was this format new to me, it was also new and unfamiliar to my professors. It was especially problematic for my eldest professor, who is in her late 70s and could hardly operate a PowerPoint in the best of times. The process of bringing in-person classes online was rushed, and of course it showed. My seminar classes were a relatively easy change. They maintained the same structure and had a similar sense of community through synchronous classes and had accountability in the form of checking attendance. However, there was a lot of wasted time, and it felt that some of the course content could have been delivered in a better way than through Zoom. My lecture classes were fully asynchronous and heavily depended on personal discipline and responsibility. There was no one to make sure you were listening, attentive, or even awake. I struggled to show up to these classes without the support of other students or the accountability of in-person lectures. Although I had difficulty with online classes, there was not much to do this summer, so I took 3 summer classes, which were a much better experience than my spring semester classes. In choosing these classes, I kept in mind what I appreciated from my spring semester classes. I learned that synchronous courses are much more conducive to my style of learning, so I found classes that prioritize discussion. My favorite class I took this summer was Introduction to Psychology. This class was formulated for online purposes, and it showed. During each class, we would break into pairs to work on a project that helped us understand the contents of the textbook and recorded lectures. This class combined the best components of lectures and seminars. The content that could be learned on my own was asynchronous, and processing was done together, which allowed students to maintain a connection to the course and to other students. My summer classes have taught me what to look for when choosing my fall semester classes. Originally, I hoped to take 2 theater courses, but it was clear that I should wait to take these courses in person. I stayed away from choosing large lectures that were mainly asynchronous. Instead, I chose courses that had a mixture of synchronous and asynchronous components that I imagine will make the best use of the online format. While the change to online education has been a shock, the social lives of students are even more affected. When I think of where I made my friends in the first year of college, they were overwhelmingly outside of the classroom. In fact, I met many of my friends because they lived on the same floor as me. Proximity matters, which is a different opinion than Charlotte. But I did not make my friends through my online summer courses. Rather, I spent most of my time social distancing with the Penn students who lived in my area. However, this small semester of Penn will be entirely online. I'm attending my online classes from an apartment off campus with a roommate who is a very close friend, surrounded by other Penn kids. After moving in, I was shocked to see as many students as I did. Because I will be spending time with my friends at Penn, I expect my social experience will not be too impacted by the online experience. In an ideal world, all students will be able to live off campus and get to know their peers. Of course, this is impossible, but I hope that as online classes become more normalized, it will be easier to meet new people through the medium. Thanks.
Well done, Hannah.